Poster number 2. The period between 1000 and 1407 AD. The oldest Rumri document is from 1190 AD and concerns the transfer of land on the island from Sowri Monastery to Knus Monastery in Odense. We can therefore conclude that there must have been farming on the island. The first picture shows a page from King Valdemar Sejr's cadaster, which in 1231 mentions Rumri as a part of Vestenland. The abbreviations HS and HA is interpreted as being home and hair. In other words, must at that time have been mixed of royal and church possessions. The next picture shows a page from Ribe Cathedral's cadaster from 1291, where Rumri properties in Jura, Toftum, and Tauholm are listed. They supply cheese and butter as tax payment. The farms in Toftum and Jura are denoted as being capital farms. Much happened concerning Rumri during the 1300s. In 1313, a contract is signed in the town of Horsens by the Danish kingdom and the duchy of Sønderjylland, later known as Schleswig. This contract transfers ownership of the remaining royal farms to the duchy. Rumri is included here. In 1348, Rumri is mortgaged to knight Johan Limbeck, who already owned Søborg and Trøjborg. Around 1350, great plague epidemics ravage Europe, also Ribe, where knight Limbeck dies. He is succeeded by his son Claus. It is probably Claus that built the castle on Rumri. A reconstruction of the castle is shown on the following picture. Beneath, Claus Limbeck's seal can be seen. It says Nicolai Lemke Militis, in other words, knight. A yearly account from 1388 shows that Tauholm, Kromose, as well as the surrounding area of the church now belong to the Bishop of Ribe. In 1407, Queen Margrethe I bought Trøjborg and the southern tip of Rumri and then mortgaged it to the bishop's seat of Ribe. Rumri is now divided into a southern part, which belongs to the Danish crown, and a northern part, mainly belonging to a German duchy, but which also includes farms owned by the Bishop of Ribe. A historic map of the southern part of Rumri is shown.